I believe in not taking things for granted.
I believe in others.
I believe that people too often use their tongues to slander and demean.
This I believe.
Today we hear from Jasmine McKenna, a senior at Springfield High School, who has written about her belief that to be lazy is to be happy.
Hard work makes the world go round. I, however, prefer not to. A glazed look and drool at the corners of my mouth is how you will find me most of the time. While others are completing homework, projects, and other forms of labor, I instead will be lying on my bed and staring at the ceiling. To be lazy is to be happy. A few months ago, my parents asked me if I wanted to work out at the YMCA. Deciding that I would rather not, I told them I would stay home. My younger sisters, Grace and Mallory, went with them. Since my other younger sister, Rosa, was at dance class, I now had the house to myself. My lack of effort would pay off. As soon as the car pulled out of the driveway, I flopped down on the couch and enjoyed the absence of the screaming toddlers and scolding adults. I then sluggishly reached for the remote. Turning on the television, I found that Law & Order SVU was proceeding on the screen. This was a favorite show of mine. During a commercial, I switched to the TV guide and discovered that House, another beloved show of mine, was playing after Law & Order SVU. Oh, what a glorious day! After about a half hour of uninterrupted bliss, my stomach began to growl. During the next commercial break, I began to hunt for food in the cabinets. I found some macaroni and cheese, but then I remembered there was a pack of hot dogs in the refrigerator. Deciding that macaroni would take too much time, effort, and ingredients, I heated up the hot dogs in the microwave instead. It took 30 seconds for two hot dogs. I progressed to the couch and sat down with a plate on my lap. The meat byproducts were cradled gently in the white flour buns. I considered getting up and setting up the TV tray, but thought better of it. Needless to say, the hot dogs were delicious. With my sloth-like agility, I wiped the crumbs off the couch, recklessly defiling the carpet. With a content feeling in my stomach, the feeling you get when you eat just the right amount of food, I watched the rest of the show unfurl. By the time House came on, I had grown somewhat chilled. Although the blanket was on the floor, near the other end of the couch, I thought I could still get it without having to get up. I extended my legs until my toes brushed against the thick cotton. Next, I curled my toes around the fabric and pulled it up onto the couch as though it were my arm and hand. Once the blanket was in arm's reach, I grabbed it with my real hand and cocooned myself in the warm material. I was warm and pleased. That day was one of the most enjoyable days of my experience. Although it may not be something I'll remember in a few years, the simplicity of those several hours to myself held promise that other days could be like it as well. If only more people would follow this way of life, the world would be a much more content place. Because it takes more muscles to frown than to smile, to be lazy is to be happy. This I believe.